We have an important BitTensor update because we have seen some massive signals which could be showing us that a huge move is incoming.
The flight to quality is on. BitTensor is going to attract all the liquidity. So we're going to show you what's happening with BitTensor and the projects that are powering it.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have a very important update episode about BitTensor. We've seen that the flight to quality projects is officially on. Now we're not only going to show you some signals that show BitTensor could be about to lead the market, but also the projects that are powering it.
All right, the flight to quality is on right now. We've had Binance rugging people. We've had Solana stealing liquidity from the market for the better part of a year. We've had Ethereum rug pulls. The flight to quality is here, and it's BitTensor. There's a cap supply of 21 million coins like Bitcoin. There's no pre-mines, there's no venture capital allocations. But we also have some massive catalysts that are upcoming, and that is the BitTensor halving, which, just like the Bitcoin halving, happens every X amount of blocks. Mm-hmm. And we're approaching one in the next month or two. And this is huge because the amount of daily tau that is emitted, which is 7,200, is being reduced in half. It's being halved. 3,600. So we are seeing a decrease in the number of tau in circulation, but we're also seeing an increase in usage in the network. And this is extremely important if you understand, you know, dynamics of a market.
For sure. So we have some bullish catalysts for BitTensor specifically and tau, which you know we hold a ton of, and that is the first ever BitTensor halving. Look at the performance of Bitcoin after its first halving, or second halving, or third halving. Now realize that the BitTensor tokenomics are exactly the same as Bitcoin, and the first halving is occurring in December of this year. That, for us personally, is an extremely bullish catalyst. Of course, this is not financial advice, and you need to do your own research. Then we have the institutions and ETFs absolutely loading up on tau. We've also seen these digital asset treasuries like MicroStrategy that hold a bunch of Bitcoin publicly in the stock market. We're seeing BitTensor versions of that, of these digital asset treasuries that are stacking BitTensor and tau in publicly traded vessels on the stock market. So we have a restriction in supply from the halving, and we've increased in demand from all these things that are spurring on BitTensor. So not only in today's episode do we want to give you that quick update about BitTensor and why we're so bullish, there are signs that tau has been leading the market even before this chop lately. But we also wanted to spotlight, you know, BitTensor at the end of the day is as powerful as its subnets. Subnets have been growing in popularity, growing in usage, and growing in number over the past year. And we've done a lot of spotlight episodes, but in today's episode, not only are we going to say we're extremely bullish on BitTensor, but we want to talk about one of the fastest rising subnets.
So the subnet we're talking about today is subnet 50, and that is Synth. Essentially what Synth is it's synthetic data. And essentially you can use the synthetic data to predict the price of Bitcoin and where it's going to head next. And it's a very valuable tool that is typically reserved for hedge funds, institutional investors, really big players. But they're bringing this quote unquote quant data to everyone.
Yeah, it's like a crowdsourced quant engine using all these predictive models that have proven their worth in stock markets and traditional markets over time. And they're giving it to everyone, and they're having them perform against each other in like the decentralized manner that is the ethos of BitTensor. So all these quant models, these decentralized models, are producing these forecasts, all these different distributions, probability here, probability there, competing against each other to figure out where Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and other altcoins are going. And that's why, because there is competition between them, the cream will rise to the top, and you're going to see some of the most accurate predictions coming from Synth.
So basically, all these different data scientists present their models, and these are the miners. And essentially what they're doing is they're saying, like, look, My model is using this synthetic data, and I've come to the conclusion that Bitcoin will be at this price by this date at this time because of all these different factors. The best model is the one that gets rewarded. So over 200 data scientists have been competing daily with payouts in excess of $2 million since February. That's crazy. So that's Synth is handing out $10,000 per day for these accurate predictions. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. And that's what attracts so much talent to this ecosystem. Like, where else can you make that kind of money?
Yeah, it's pretty insane. So the way that the data is evaluated in Synth, it's not like they're like, okay, give us your one best probable scenario for Bitcoin. Because that's not how price charts work. That's not how probabilistic outcomes work. They're going to have them run a ton of different probability scenarios and say, simulate all these different price paths, and they're going to score them on this scoring metric, which is the CRPS, which evaluates both calibration and sharpness of the distributions. And they're compared against the actual true realized price path to see which one is the most accurate. Initially, it's focusing on the top four assets in crypto. And with when you have all these aggregate performance of all this over time, eventually you're going to see the performance rise to the top. So the ones that are more accurate, it's like the way that almost like the way that subnets are rewarded, whereas the most successful subnets are rewarded with more tau. The same thing that was working in the Synth ecosystem, whereas the most accurate predictive modeling for Bitcoin and Solana and Ethereum, they're going to be rewarded the most. That's how you're going to get the biggest winners.
So I think the easiest way to think of kind of what Synth is doing is it's sort of like a weather forecaster. And instead of saying, look, with 100% certainty, Ethereum is going to be $3,200 by September 10th, essentially what they're doing is we give it a 10% chance of $2,900, a 30% chance of $3,100, a 40% chance of 3,300, et cetera. And what that does is it sort of allows big players to assess like, well, look, there's a 70% chance that this outcome is going to happen. So we're going to hedge on the and position ourselves to take advantage of that, sort of like a rainy day, mm-hmm. right? There's 70% chance it's going to rain, bring your umbrella. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to rain, but that's kind of how you're able to, you know, really nail these prices.
For sure. So if you want some real world use case scenarios for how Synth data is going to use, gonna work, think about this. So AI agents and autonomous trading bots, right? All these agents can query distributions and trades based on these Synth probabilities. So when you have thousands and thousands of AI agents using these all these different probabilities from the Synth data, think about these accurate trading bot and trading models that can be used. Then, of course, there's all kinds of things like risk management, forecasting. Think about how popular Polymarket has become, right? Mm. And there's actually an example where people were using the Synth data to return a 110% return on Polymarket. They loaded up a $2,000 test account that was run using Synth-based signals on Polymarket. They did 12,000 trades, 500K in volume, and achieved a 110% return. So this to me demonstrates one, that the synth probability model works, and it's a real world proof point in one of the most popular platforms in all of crypto, and that's Polymarket. It's something that everyone can understand.
Yeah, the fact that this has been used in a real life situation, not just, you know, behind closed doors in a test market, I think that speaks a lot, because a lot of these AI algorithms and whatnot are typically held behind closed doors. They're used in like a testing facility versus, mm-hmm. you know, look, they're actually using them now. So that's pretty cool. So the total adjustable market, like we're talking Synth, yes, they're predicting the top four assets in crypto right now, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum primarily, but realistically, you could see this spreading into all different altcoins. You can see it's going into the stock market. This could be used by retail traders, institutional traders, mm-hmm. Crypto, DeFi protocols. Literally everything can tap into the Synth data and apply it to, you know, what they're doing.
So one of the long-term success cases for Synth and the core vision is that these on-chain, off-chain AI agents will be able to query the Synth probability forecasts and autonomously execute trades. And this can be done for crypto. This can be done for stocks, as you mentioned. The value proposition here is massive. And Synth has already proven through their real-world use case using in Polymarket that it works. So now what we're looking at is Synth, one of the, you know, probably one of the more hidden gem subnets on BitTensor. They've proven their technology. They've proven their use case in the real-world market on Polymarket. And I think the sky is the limit here. So we're extremely bullish on BitTensor. We're extremely bullish on Synth as one of the top subnets. So the time is now. Check this one out.
Yeah, we're clearly all in on BitTensor. If there's any other subnets you want to check out, let us know in the comments and then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.